It's a hot and humid Tuesday morning in Indianapolis, not even noon, and temperatures are in the mid-80s, and with the sun now just starting to poke through the clouds, it feels much warmer. But for hours, 19-year-old Dewan Pulliam has been outside on his hands and knees, weeding and putting soil in plant beds.
We grow peppers, onions, potatoes. We got some squash.
Pulliam is constantly wiping sweat from his forehead and face, but is accustomed to the hard work. For the past 6 years, Pulliam has gardened at the Falega Hewat Center at 16th and Sheldon.
Usually get out here about 8:45. The work hours start from about 9 to 3 with the farm. We have camp, and we have camp counselors. They get here about 8:30. I've had no landscaping skills whatsoever, but here I've gained a nice little skill set.
It's Pulliam's first year as a supervisor at the center. He's come back to work with the youth here for the summer after his freshman year at Indiana State. Pulliam calls the center a place of refuge and credits it with keeping him away from what could have been a destructive future.
That's what we initially started the camp for, just to like get the youth out of the streets. So I figure if I wasn't here, I don't know, maybe be in a gang or something.
But instead, Pulliam is getting his hands dirty in more productive ways and growing plants and a life of value. Over the past decade, more than 1,500 Indianapolis young people have participated in education programs at the Falega Hewat Center. To understand how it became a go-to place for them, you have to understand the woman who created it, Esther Bakela.
Falega Hewat Center means looking for direction to life.
This summer, the center has 200 campers and 24 paid high school and college workers. But even at 60, Bakela is arguably the most active. She moves from plot to plot, helping with gardening projects, stopping only to provide direction.
So the air gets less and less. The nutrition here, they have to compete. So we have to thin them out, and so they get more space and they can share all of the nutrition we have.
Now, they keep me young. A lot of new ideas. They have energy. They actually give me a lot of energy working with the young people. So that keeps me going, and I love it. It's just total, I don't even know how to explain it. I get a lot. It's just like people would take energy drinks. That's how they get me going.
Bakela grew up in Ethiopia, which is why she says the heat doesn't bother her, only the Indiana humidity. She came to Indianapolis 40 years ago to study chemistry in college and says one of the first things she noticed was the difference in crime here compared to in her native country.
I can actually say there was a person that stabbed somebody in the street when I was walking. I actually went up to him and said, "Why did you do that?" And everybody was running away from him but me. So people thought I was crazy.
Crazy enough to start reaching out to those who are most vulnerable, children. Bakela walked to her college classes and on her route made friends with the young people, volunteering to help them with schoolwork or any other problem they had. Through those experiences, Bakela discovered her life's passion and committed to helping Indianapolis youth find their way. She created the Falega Hewat Center nearly a decade ago to provide young people a place to seek new opportunities and keep them away from a life of crime.
A lot of them would not be doing active anything. They need to do the right thing. A lot of them, they tell me they'll be on the street, not doing anything. They'll be at home, video games, just go out and just on the street.
But even a woman who has given her life to ending youth violence in Indianapolis hasn't escaped being a victim. One night in May this year, Bakela received the worst call of her life. Her 10-year-old granddaughter, Hadessa, had been shot and was in the hospital.
What was amazing was to see her laying there. Through all the years, I thought I understood what's happening in this community and what the children were feeling. No, I didn't know it. What I felt that day, I was going to fall apart. I thought I was going to die.
Hadessa was hit by an errant bullet from a shootout between two neighbors. 10 bullets pierced through her bedroom. One hit the pillow her sister was sleeping on, and another hit Hadessa in the leg. Seeing her granddaughter lying in the hospital made Bakela think of all the children she's worked with at the center.
So I just cried like crazy. I started going back through flashes of all of the children who got killed and who, their families. Everything. The whole week was a nightmare.
Hadessa survived and is recovering. She's doing so well, she skips through the halls of the Falega Hiwat Center, helping her grandmother as one of the camp workers. McCullough is still shaken by what happened to her granddaughter and says it reinforced why the work at the center is so important. She says there needs to be more places around the city where young people can go and develop life skills to get away from crime. McCullough believes the growth that comes with working together in the garden under the hot summer sun is an experience the young campers and workers can use to plant a brighter future, not only for themselves, but for the rest of the city.
I really feel like it starts here with the garden. You've grown something because you can go into the environment, you can go into math and science, you can be an engineer, you can be a salesperson, you can be a marketing person, you can be a video, name it. So they can do all of it here and then they can branch out and be where they want to go, where they want to be.
For now, Falega Hiwat Center is exactly where McCullough's 200 campers want to be this summer. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.